CEO report.
Okay, thanks. I have the written materials that you've had a chance to review already, and I'm not going to go over those, but I do encourage you to if you haven't read them already, to read them, because some of them involve some follow-up that you asked for. And also, of course, there's been a lot of activity regarding the Los Osos project that we've summarized in here.
Who has the copy of that email that we circulated yesterday? Did it?
No, yes, from John Seitz. We've got it back at the office if it's been misplaced.
Okay.
No, I gave it to Daniel
Presley. You gave it to Daniel, huh? Okay.
Maybe. No, I gave it to Gary Carlton.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Can you email me when you get back a copy of that?
You can do that, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, in addition, we have a supplemental sheet, yellow, which provides an update on the condition waiver of waste discharge requirements for discharges from irrigated land. And it shows that we had hoped, even though, of course, everyone's supposed to comply immediately, we thought reality was different. And we had hoped to have 50% compliance by the deadline and then improve from there. And we did quite a bit better than that. And that 55% figure does not include the folks who enrolled in the online system, I guess because we didn't have the acreage available to add into that yet. So that's all good news. And there's a summary here in terms of, some more details that you can see. And we heard from the new director, Dennis Dickerson, yesterday. And so I have to agree with him that it seems like things are moving forward very well. With the monitoring program, with the enrollment, with the outreach. You might have noticed in here, if you had a chance, that we've had, between our staff and the ag industry's own workshops, we've had, I don't know, something like 40 workshops. And as far as our efforts, we've had four that were in Spanish and one in Chinese. So we've had a pretty significant outreach effort to get the word out and get folks involved with this and doing the right thing to make some significant improvements as far as ag land. There's also a letter here from Robert Antle, president of the Central Coast Water Quality Preservation, Inc., just expressing appreciation to the board's efforts and that they're well on their way. And then lastly, you don't have this because I just grabbed this on the way out of the office, but you did hear you got a copy of the letter that our chair sent to Celeste Cantu and Art Baggett, I believe it was addressed to.
Good letter.
We got a response here from Stan Martinson, chief of the Division of Water Quality. And it's pretty much saying the same thing that we were told when we had the previous conference call, pointing out that if you look at irrigated acreage, comparing us with the Central Valley region, for example, or number of operators, that we are a pittance in this region. And if they went by that, they'd reduce the staffing to us. So their conclusion is that they will have to wait for additional staffing before they could add any staffing for us. They do mention here the fee program, and that there would be the possibility in the future. I'll provide copies for the whole board. But anyway, it's basically saying thanks, but they made their decision, and we're lucky to get what we got, which was two PYs out of the 22 PYs that were allocated statewide. Well, statewide, but it's only for three regions.
And the state
Oh, and the state board.
How much ag does the state do?
Well, we did learn about that during our conference call with Celeste Cantu and Tom Howard, in that Cal EPA usurped one of the positions, so the state board didn't have any choice in that. And the state board has one position that they filled with a staff person for coordinating the effort, And then basically the other two positions, they're leaving vacant. As Tom Howard was saying, they don't have the feed program in place yet that they're referring to here. And so basically these positions are not backed monetarily. So from that standpoint, we felt it was prudent to leave those vacant pending their being backed with funds. And then secondly, he's saying that theoretically all of the regions, since there's no region without agricultural activities, that all the regions should have a waiver of some kind or equivalent to a waiver. And so his feeling is it would make sense for those two staff positions to eventually be allocated to the remaining five regions, I think it is. Yeah, five regions that that still have to do the work, you know, that they haven't even tackled yet, haven't begun to tackle yet. So that was his rationale, and that's what happened to the four positions. So from that standpoint, it was helpful to learn that the state board really only ended up with one position instead of the four. Well, and then I didn't even count the 1.4 additional positions, which are in the accounting and fee collection end of it. Those are administrative, but at the state board. So it did eliminate some of the friction that we felt because it didn't make sense for the state board to have four technical staff for a program that isn't even statewide at this point. But I guess our letter didn't exactly win the day as far as convincing them to reallocate the existing positions.
Well, but when's the funding going to be available for those state board slots? Is that going to depend on the revenue generated from these?
Right.
Well, okay, so we need to keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll return the phone call to him when kind of that's in the hopper.
Right. One of the points he makes in his memo here is that they think the way the fees are going to be collected, that if it turns out that way, then the Central Valley region would actually be subsidizing us, for example. I know our staff felt that there are other formulas which may be used where it would go the other way. For example, we're enrolling individual operators, whereas Central Valley region is enrolling coalition groups. So from a staffing standpoint, that's a point we try to make in our letter, we're dealing with 2,500 or more individual operators, and we think there's good reason to do that. There's more accountability. Whereas in the Central Valley region, they're having to deal with a handful of coalitions, and so actually the staff work from that standpoint would be significantly less. And then from a fee standpoint, depending on how they set it up, our region could generate more fees, yep, or at least a higher proportion of fees. So we will have to watch it,
okay,
and see how it goes. And then lastly, as far as additional items here, we included in your folders a response to the anonymous letter that Mr. Daniels gave us about the Moro Coho slough. So if you had a chance to read it and you have any questions on it, we could tackle those. If not, we could tackle those questions later. That's all I had.
Okay. Any questions?
I've got one, I guess, comment about the water quality certifications. I would like it if the project description told me something about the project. Like the first one here is PRC-421 revised project. And other than knowing it's the People's Republic of China, I'm not sure what this is doing. The next one down, the definition of it is rice ranch. So I'm not quite sure what that project is either. Also, the first paragraph always says about standard versus conditional certification, and the action taken just says certified. So it'd be nice to know which of those two kinds of certification have happened.
Okay.
And tell me a little bit more about what we've received about 55% of the enrollees. That we
I think it's based on acreage.
On acreage.
Right.
Or
isn't that right?
Is there some other way we can do it where it looks better?
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty good for the first shot.
I know. I missed that. What was it?
Can we do better?
Can we?
We can always do better.
Yeah.
Get 105%.
If it's If it's a number of lettuce leaves, we're way up there.
How you think?
Count the carrots.
Okay, well, I guess that's it, right? So we'll adjourn?
No. I have a question about De La Vega Golf Course. I received the two letters, Roger, that you... What's the status on that? Other than what you...
I wonder how much I can say. Enforcement pending? Enforcement pending.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay. We're adjourned until the March meeting, right?
Two days, we have again.
Okay. 5:25, Carol.